spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.
Tuesday morning, morning, JP. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's going down?
Good.
Just stuffing my face off.
I just came from down on the docks by the water. I like to go down and just hang by the water for a few minutes, get some sunshine.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Literally sitting on a dock of the bay. And there's this old guy and then a much older guy sitting on a bench like two over from me. And the oldest guy is sitting there drinking a Yoo-Hoo. And you don't see that much. You know, really old guys drinking Yoo-Hoos.
Old school.
He's drinking a Yoo-Hoo and the guy's like, and the old guy said to him, how come you drink a Yoo-Hoo? And as I'm walking by, I'm going back to my car, and he's like, I drink one every day. And a chicken sandwich from Wendy's.
That's great.
So he drinks like a Yoo-Hoo in the morning and a chicken sandwich for lunch every day. The guy's like, every day?
So many.
And he's a really old guy. He's like, yep, every day.
So many old-timers you'll talk to will have that thing they do every day.
Oh,
Nicole's
really?
Nicole's grandmother. This is going to sound funny.
Yeah.
Because this woman isn't a drinker. She does one shot of Jägermeister every single night before bed.
How come Jägermeister just caught on to her? Like,
I do not know.
Do you know how long she's been doing it?
Years.
Really?
Years.
Ha. Because this guy.
And so every year,
yeah,
she'll get a bottle of Jägermeister, the big bottle.
She's happy to have it
and
for the
it
year.
Lasts her the year. She doesn't
awesome.
Go out there. She doesn't do the second shot or anything like that.
Right.
She does one shot of Jägermeister before bed.
My dad's father used to say, they used to say about him that he had a tall neck Budweiser every day, which one a day. I mean, I'm sure some days he might have had a second one on a hot summer day or something, but he always had a beer a day.
Or a 12th.
Yeah, right.
When things got really rough at home.
But, right. But this guy he might have been late 70s, early 80s, and that's why the Yoo-Hoo even caught my attention. He was drinking it because you don't see it. But Wendy's chicken sandwich every day. I'm like, I wonder what got him caught on
right.
it. You know, I'm like, how do you get stuck on that chicken sandwich every day?
How do you not get sick of it?
I don't know.
Like now, because I'm working out and trying to diet and change the body a little bit, I am so sick of eating the same thing all the time. Like if I have one more chicken breast, I'm going to cluck.
Yeah, I bet.
You know?
You got to be.
So I finally decided to just like, if it means slowing down progress.
Yeah.
I'll slow down the progress. I just can't eat the same thing. Now, granted, a grilled chicken breast doesn't have the same tasty goodness that a chicken sandwich from
especially
a
if
fast
it's
food
fried
joint.
Battered.
Yeah, exactly. And it's got, you know,
lettuce, tomato, mayo, and a tasty bun.
Maybe a little ketchup in there with the mayo mixed in. Boom.
See, I think that, like, Special Ted, a guy of habits, goes to like Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks every afternoon, but he kind of, I feel like, and Brett, you know better than I do, but I feel like he switches it up between the
he
two,
does.
But those are the only two.
He does switch it up.
But it seems like it's every day, right?
I feel like it's more morning that he'll switch things up. Afternoon, like I think he wants to go to Starbucks first.
Get his cookie.
He likes, got to get the cookie.
Or
chocolate
brownie.
Chip cookie.
But sometimes he'll get a brownie. He does switch things up over there.
But it'll always be around 4 o'clock.
Right.
He'll,
he's on his way to do
it. Make sure he gets his second cup because the second cup's free because he's a rewards member. And it has to be like, Starbucks is closed, like the other, you know, when it was closed for the training.
Yeah, the diversity training.
Diversity sensitivity training. That's when he made his way to Dunkin' Donuts. But I feel like in the morning, he's more Dunkin' Donuts. He'll go either way.
He starts twitching a little bit if things aren't in
right
order.
Right. But I guess there's something that clicks, whether it's your wife's grandmother or this guy or Ted. I don't know. There's something that clicks where you do it as a habit every day. I've never thought of food or drinking something in particular every day.
I think you got to be wired that way.
Yeah,
you know,
so.
I think you got to be.
It's an OCD thing.
I also think, I mean, if we're being completely honest, especially with Special Ted, I do think, and I think he'll agree with us, that he's a little on the spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that he's on there somewhere.
Yeah, I think in knowing him all these years, I think you brought it up a couple of years ago, and we just keep thinking about it like,
he
must be some shade of...
And he refuses to let us
spectrum.
To let us get him tested, and I totally understand why. You know, whether you...
Is being OCD on that spectrum? I don't even know.
I don't know. Who the hell knows?
He might be extreme OCD.
He's well, you know what, though? I don't know if OCD flies in there, because isn't OCD when you, like, touch the light switch 20 times and all the other stuff?
But like he flushes the urinal six times, washes his hands a lot, hits the soap pumper like a lot. I've seen him do it. Yeah, because I've seen and heard him go with the soap pumper and put the water on, and it's on for a long time. I mean, he does a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
a little obsessed, a lot obsessive.
Mm.
So I don't know where that puts him, but
puts him as nuts. But we knew that, right? You know,
I just hope it's a really old guy. I have something that I love so much I will eat every day. I just don't know what it'll be. You know, I hope it's not like White Castle grease burgers or something.
Why not?
That'd be bad. Well, I want to pick something really good.
Do you remember that time? I think it was right around contract time. It was one of the few times Roger and I just met up because we had to like talk business.
Mm.
And we ended up, there was a lot of personal discussions going on, which again, does not happen between me and Roger. I can think in 18 and a half years, how many like real deep personal conversations have we had that weren't taking place either on the air, or in the office.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So we had to meet. So we had a meet at this. We met at this Irish joint by his house,
because
you know it's got to be closer to him. And there was this couple.
2 minutes from me, it's 4 minutes from you. Sorry.
Right. Remember that? remember that couple that walked in? And I said to you, I go, do you understand? Like it was daytime.
Oh yeah.
They were day drinking.
Right.
Like it was their job.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
They're like two of maybe four people at the bar.
Right. They were 11:30 like a retirement age. And they were just drinking. I said to Roger, I go, they got no kids left.
Nope.
They have no job. They have nowhere they have to be.
Oh.
I said, it almost sounds pathetic. And maybe when I got there, I wouldn't want to be there. But I remember saying to Roger, I'm like, that's what I aspire to. I aspire to it being a Tuesday at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just day drinking with my wife, still liking her.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to want to go out and get a buzz on with her in the middle of the afternoon because we
just
have nothing else.
Because
we have nothing else that we have to do. The house is probably paid off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just got to come up with their taxes and the get-by bills.
Right.
And that's it. They probably go on vacation when they want to go on vacation, stay home when they want to stay home, let the kids come visit on their schedule.
Yeah, come visit when you want to. We'll be here.
Right. Or no, you know what? Don't give me 3 weeks to get myself mentally prepared for you people coming into my house again.
Yeah,
like that was the goal, to just be able to go day drinking whenever I want.
Right. Well, you could take that life, and then you look at like almost anybody who lives in Key West, right? Don't they kind of put it you put it in an amazing place where I feel like people have like no schedule. Or any place like where they have, you feel like they have no schedule and that's what they do.
Again, I don't care where you live. I think it comes with the age and the point in your life. I mean, unless you're a junkie drug addict and you're standing on a corner, you know, then you have no place that you have to be. But if you're in Key West and you're 40 years old, chances are you have to work to support yourself. You know what I'm saying? It comes with that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's talking about older where you are retired.
Doesn't matter where you live.
You have like no schedule.
Doesn't matter where you live.
Yeah.
You know, you're older, you're retired.
I guess I just notice it more.
Right.
Like places like that or out at East End of Long Island or wherever it is where I just notice
you're relaxed.
People. Yeah.
You're relaxed there. Mm. And you say, oh, man, I can't wait to get there. Meanwhile, yes, would I like it to be in a nice place with palm trees that kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I just want to be able to day drink whenever I want. Whenever I want.
On my terms.
Because I loves me some day drinking. If I go home and I'm sleeping for the night at 7:30, 8 o'clock, I don't care. I'm living my life during the day, not at night. F it.
Yeah. We did that just a little on Sunday. It wasn't nearly
too.
I don't know if it rose to the level of day drinking. It was close. I mean, we had a couple drinks in the middle of the day. I mean, but we didn't keep going through the afternoon, kind of laid off, so it was only a couple hours.
Isn't that great, though?
But it was. It was. It was nice and relaxing. It was perfect.
I think it's one of the top five best parts of life.
Day drinking?
Day drinking. Definitely top five.
Pretty good call. Yeah, you just... like, if you drink too much during the day, though, and then you, like, maybe you go and you take a nap in the afternoon or something. But when you get up, then you're like,
yeah.
It's a little weird because you're a little off clock.
But when you have those days where you can have a couple of cocktails, take your nap, wake up, get back at
Continue.
It again.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's true. That's
true. That's a good day. That's a great day. That is a great day.
Yeah. Monica, do you feel that?
Of course she does. That's she lives it.
Pretty much discussing my life right now.
Oh, really?
Right. You see her pictures.
Well, you're so busy with your 17 jobs. I don't know if it's growing. Well, I guess on the weekends, yeah.
Now, that's evened out, though. Thank goodness for this whole traffic situation. It's now 40 hours a week, all in the same building.
My goodness.
I do a couple of other ones once in a while just for a little extra cash when I need it, but...
Are you still doing Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
Yeah, I did that a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
It's random. It's not as much, and it's just a little...
What did you teach the Utes?
Traffic and promotions. Mm-hmm.
They teach promotions in the Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
Well, it's more of a way, like, you're going to need to get your foot in the door type of situation, and...
Now they're stealing money. You don't need to teach somebody how to be a street teamer. You don't.
Don't try and talk them out of giving me some money. Come on.
You got to tell them how they get in the door.
Take it away, my day drinking money.
Okay, when you're going to throw out the T-shirts, make sure you put them in a knot first so you can get some distance on them. They don't just land on somebody's face in the front row.
You missed out on the chapter.
We're really teaching classes on that? You have got to be kidding me.
The art of banner hanging, 101.
Yeah, no doubt. Make sure the banners are straight. You don't need to take
some
a, you
people
know,
do their lessons in that.
You don't need to bring a level. Just, you know, stand back and eye it. You'll be fine. Take the duct tape. If they let you put duct tape up, take the duct tape, roll it around, put it on the back side of the banner so you don't see the tape.
Right.
And then, you know, just eye it so make sure it's level, and then boom, you move on to the next one.
That class, that's why they have them combined, I think, because that's maybe the first they have a first part of the class, and then they take a break, and then we do the second part of the class. And the first part of that one, it took me it was less than an hour, maybe 45 minutes or so to just explain how everything works and that sort of thing. And then we broke, and then we did traffic, and then they did a traffic report and that sort of thing. So
yeah. So you teach them how to get their foot in the door and the real basics.
Yeah.
If they're teaching promotions, like setting up a gig.
No.
They are stealing money.
They're not teaching how, the curriculum is not about how to set up, like, if you don't know how to set up a table, maybe you shouldn't be even in this class.
That's
right
my
now.
Point. Okay,
No. It's more of a, like Roger
when
said.
When you put the tablecloth on the table, make sure the logo's out so everybody can see the logo.
It's more about what to expect and how to
and
get your foot in and what, you know, what is going to be expected of you and how to
act. So you're talking about the business and how to get in the door.
Yeah, and how to act, like, once you're there, you know what I mean? They're not going to, you know, don't use social media ridiculously and, you know, whatever.
So you're doing less of the part-time stuff and on the weekends. Look at you.
Not using social media ridiculously, I want to thank you for holding on to that picture I sent you.
Well, what did you send her?
I sent her the picture. I can't have it posted because there's other people in it.
Oh.
But I sent her the picture from Julie Sweet 16, which was the last time I danced.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You were wearing dancing clothes. You were ready to get down.
I was very dancy.
Your mullet is all of the mullets in one mullet.
Right.
Is it a combo mullet? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's tastefully done.
It's just, why is your hair so thick and weirdly not curly but kind of wavy? And
my hair was very thick.
That's
what's so disappointing about what I have left.
You were spoiled. You know,
I had like big, thick, flowing locks.
Yeah. And now, didn't we all?
And now I don't. Like, I came across the finish line on that race on Sunday, and somebody had a video. Like, the coach of my son's soccer team was there, and he sent me the video, and I'm like, oh,
God. Did you go by him and see yourself from behind again?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I feel like that's progressively getting worse.
I keep noticing guys, friends of mine, who I always see from the front, and for whatever reason, they walk by in a room, and I've been noticing where you start seeing space underneath the hair that's still full in the front.
Right.
But the back part, the thing I have with the, you know, everybody has this line here.
Right.
And you start seeing from the back where, like, uh-oh, that front's going to become, like, less and less, and it'll become, like, a wisp.
Right.
And it'll be all fall behind it.
It'll become It'll become what you have.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, well.
No offense.
No, good luck.
Yeah, no. Well, I tell you, I
what are you going to do with it?
I have an appointment with one of those NeoGraph guys.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You are going to do that.
Through sales. Maybe. Mm. Why not? Why? Okay for guys to want to hold on, to hold themselves up? Why is that not okay?
It's okay if that's what is going to make you feel better. However, it is my opinion, you look fine the way you are. You don't need it.
Well,
aren't you growing here?
I thank you for that.
Or something?
You know, I mean, nothing's working.
No.
What if what if you're guaranteed flowing thick locks, but you have to have a mullet? Or you have to
listen.
Keep it
I would rock a mullet again in a heartbeat.
Heartbeat,
I would rock that bitch with a smile.
Bring it on.
Amen.
I agree.
With a smile, I'd moonwalk my ass into work every day.
Stop it.
I would.
Look at that hair.
I'd find me some parachute pants and come into work. I'd be like turbo and ozone, breaking two. Let's go.
Feather it on the sides. I don't care.
Whatever. I put that brush back in my pocket, tie a bandana around my leg. Whatever I had to do to get that hair back, I would do it. Right.
Whatever.
If you told me that I can make a deal with the devil right now and spend eternity with my soul burning in hell, but I can have hair the rest of the time I'm alive.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's bad.
How bad can it be? There's got to be some cool people down there you can hang out with.
So I guess we've zeroed in on the one thing you really would want to have the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Is the hair thing.
I didn't realize how, I mean, I knew you didn't like your bald spot.
You said it, but that really illustrated it right there.
Yeah.
It definitely bothers me because I know I can't pull off bald. I can't.
Yeah, you can. You look fine the way you look totally fine.
Anybody in your family bald with a similar shape?
Completely bald? No. No, but I took oh my God, I was sitting with my father.
Yeah.
My father came by Saturday. Mm. Spent a lot of time at my house.
Where's he in the hair game?
He's not good. but he's 80.
Yeah, right,
you know, my father doesn't.
But just wondering where you're going.
He doesn't give a rat's ass.
Yeah, so
and I
age?
Saw myself. Yeah. You know, that's my, like, that's me at 80.
But
oh,
so then,
oh, he's still got some hair, though.
He's still got some, but it's just like, I look at my
good,
father.
Man, look at him.
I look at my father. Yeah, don't ask him to stand up, though. He looks good from a seated position.
Oh, he looks great.
But getting up, man, I look at my father, I'm like, my God, that's me at 80.
He's still got flowing hair on the sides. I can't tell what the top is.
Yeah, the top is worse. He's good, less than you.
Well, I hope so, he's 80.
Right. Well, that's my point. You know,
so that's where you're going one day.
Yeah, I don't want to go there.
Okay, so I'm saying
Brett owned it. Brett, like, he had a giant set of balls, and he just went out there and owned it. I don't have that. I can't do that. Not happily.
You will soon enough.
I'm telling you, right? But I will. You know, I don't know if I would just shave it all off, or if I would do the Raj and hold on to what I got. Mm. I don't know. I don't know. But it's a thing for me. It's definitely a thing.
You're going to come to an age, and it's going to be it's clearly not 80,
yeah.
where you're just like, you want to know what? This is me, I'm bald, and this is who
I am. It's a mental crossroads.
I know, it sucks,
That's
though.
All it is.
It's not fair.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about fair.
Like, you know, if you told me I had to get my period for the next 20 years, but I can keep my hair until
right,
death.
Right, you're trading that too,
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Mm. No.
Yeah.
No.
Totally.
No. No.
I would.
Anything for the hair.
The hair.
Oh, all right.
The hair is a thing. I don't know why. It just is.
Would
for
you,
me,
would you lose?
Is.
Would you lose inches height-wise?
That's a good question.
You could be Monica's height.
No.
You're still the same. You're Monica's height, but you got the best hair around.
No way.
No? All right.
It doesn't have to be a mullet.
No. No.
So instead of 4'8", what if you were 5'5", and had pretty darn good hair?
No.
No.
Would you sack the ween inches?
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not.
All right, so then hair is like third or fourth on your list. Because you value your height.
No, it's number one on my list. I'm just not sacrificing inches off my pecker for it, you know? Or off my height.
Maybe not my height. Nobody's this freakishly short. What about, like, what if you're still...
That's why I said 5'5", to give him a little, you know?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, like 5'8".
Some average-ish.
5'11", 3 inches, probably not even that noticeable. Yeah, I do,
Yeah?
I do 5'8". That's as low as I would go, though. I would do 5'8". Brett,
you'd look
5'9"
with your new hair.
5'9".
You're 5'9". Yeah, I would definitely do 5'8".
5'8"? And then you get to add the hair, and then poof, you look 5'9".
Wait, let me tell you something.
That thing up.
Let me tell you something. If you tell me I had a full head of hair, I would look like I was in Striper.
Yeah.
You know
right,
what I'm
you
saying?
Look 5'11".
Or Warrant or whatever it is.
Right.
5'8", 6'4", with the afro.
You give love a bad name. There it is. Right on his head.
No doubt. No doubt. And that's it. Dirty, rotten, filthy, stinking. Yep.
Roger JP.
Call me Johnny Lane. I have a vagina. I don't care. So what if I do?
It's really hairy, though.
Yeah. I'll toss your salad. For hair? I might. It's not as big as it used to be. Let's not get carried away.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the new Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.